You're listening to Radio Live. This is Radio Live coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. And coming to you on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. This is the midpoint of the show. So you know what that means? Our glass is half full still. And I told the audience tonight before the show, before we went live, that this was going to be one of the greatest evenings of their lives. And they look pretty happy out here, so I think everybody's feeling that way. Awesome. I need to remind you that support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Great sponsors. We appreciate what they do, keeping us on the air. Once again, our friends from the cold north. Northwest, I guess. Midwest. North Midwest, whatever.
Duluth.
I don't know about you. Duluth. You know
right
what I'm saying.
Lake Superior.
Bill and Kate
Beautiful
Isles.
Town. Thank you.
Well, I left my home with a heavy heart, from troubles dark and weighty. But the sweetest scent drifted across the sea, from the land of the wilderness lady. As I set my sail, a headwind raised. It stressed my vessel greatly, but in times of calm, I closed my eyes and I dreamed of my wilderness lady.
Will you find me here among the trees in my forest, cool and shady? Will you dance with me neath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
Drop my anchor down in a crystal bay, and I thank the stars that led me. Then I swam ashore and I journeyed on to find my wilderness lady.
If you find me here among the trees in my forest, cool and shady, will you laugh with me neath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
As nightfall came, I set up camp by a brook where it cascaded into the fragrant valley down below, to fill the cup of my wilderness lady.
When you find me here among the trees in my forest, shady, will you lay with me neath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
In the early dawn, I heard her voice in that space between dreams and waking.
Will you stay with me neath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
Will you stay with me neath this canopy?
I will be your wilderness lady.
Thanks, yeah, that's a song about finding the muse. This next one is a sing-along, but it's an instrumental, so good luck with that. No, just that's a Steve Martin joke. This is a song called Floodwaters.
Don't go down by the bridge. Stay up high on the ridge. Don't let those floodwaters carry you away. There's a song you used to sing before you lost everything. Don't let those floodwaters take your song away. You've been torn from your home on the high ground all alone, watching as the waters rise, as the tears fall from your eyes. Don't go down by the bridge. Stay up high on the ridge. Don't let those floodwaters carry you away. There's a song you used to sing before you lost everything. Don't let those floodwaters take your song away. Memories you kept in frames, things you thought would never change. Your morning what was never said, now it's washed along the riverbed. Don't go down by the bridge. Stay up high on the ridge. Don't let those floodwaters carry you away. There's a song you used to sing before you lost everything. Don't let those floodwaters take your song away. Yes, there's a song you used to sing, sweet redeemer rescuing. Lift your head and sing it now. The sun is breaking through the clouds. Don't go down by the bridge. Stay up high on the ridge. Don't let those floodwaters carry you away. There's a song you used to sing before you lost everything. Don't let those floodwaters take your song away. Don't let those floodwaters take your song away.
Well, we're going to do one and a third more songs. And first we're going to do the third. We have a Christmas album that we came out with a couple years ago, and it's just us with vocal and guitar, a little bit of flute and a little bit of mandolin, but mostly just vocal and guitar. And we picked 10 traditional Christmas carols and gave them the singer-songwriter treatment. And because we thought the lyrics were so beautiful and the melodies, and of course you were used to the melodies, but a lot of people don't hear all the lyrics of these songs. Like the song Good King Wenceslas. Man, that is one amazing song. Just read it as a poem sometime. You'll get choked up. This is a French song from the 13th century. We're going to do one third of it because why are we doing a third, you might ask? It isn't a matter of timing. It's a matter of law. You can't do a full Christmas song in March unless the temperature drops below 30 degrees. This is a sample.
Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella. Bring a torch, come swiftly and run. Christ is born, tell the folk of the village. Jesus is sleeping in his cradle. Ah, ah. Beautiful is the mother. Ah, ah. Beautiful is the son.
Well, we're going to wrap it up with a song that we have not yet recorded, but we plan to on our next album, a song written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. And if you haven't heard their wonderful album, Love Has Come For You, it's an amazing piece of work. Edie Brickell wrote all the lyrics and sings the leads, and Steve Martin just does the jokes and the banjos. But they're all based on Steve Martin banjo tunes, and so we've converted this song. We just were so moved by this song, we knew we had to record it, and we've been ending all of our shows with it lately. It's a short little song, but it's a powerful, beautiful song called Friend of Mine. Thank you so much for having us back. We love Radio Live. We love Pensacola. And thank you. And by the way, we're passing through the first week of April. If anybody's interested in a midweek small concert, we're driving right through here. So contact us.
Such a long, long time. Made me laugh and seen me cry. Called me to say hi.
The world is such a crazy place, full of joy and pain. What would I do without you? Here to keep me sane.
I've seen revolving doors. I've been a stepping stone. I don't know what I did wrong. Why they left me alone.
But everybody lets me down. You lift me up again. What would I do without you? My old faithful friend.
You've been a friend of mine for such a long, long time. Made me laugh and seen me cry. Call me to say hi. What would without you?
Bill and Kate Isles. And you haven't heard the last of them, don't worry. You're listening to Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida, and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. All right. Enid Siskin's working so hard up here, getting everything moving along. How about a hand for Enid, our stage manager here? Hey. It takes a village to do this show, and you know what? I have the best job in the universe because I get to have this party once a month with all of you, my family, my several hundred friends and family who show up here every month, and many of you have been with us since the beginning when we started the show back in 1988, so you are family. And so it's kind of like a love fest, and tonight the artists that we have, it's like a total love fest, so who could ask for more? All right. How about some more Amy Spies? Yeah.
So I was looking out my window in Nashville a couple years ago. It was about a year and a half ago, and it was a dark night with this little bit of light coming out. And I looked up, and I realized, I thought it was a star, but it was the full moon. And, you know, we've been so inundated with the super-sized moons lately that it struck me that after all these supermoons, this was like the smallest full moon that I had seen. And so I got interested in it, and I found out that the first full moon after the harvest moon, which usually happens around early November, is called the hunter moon or the hungry moon. Y'all know this? Okay, good. I thought maybe I was, you know, something that I missed in school or something, you know. So it's called the Hunter Moon or the Hungry Moon because it's, you know, right after the harvest, all the crops have been cleared. And so it's the easiest time of year for animals to go out at night and see their prey, which I thought was the perfect inspiration to write a good murder song. And as I was telling you in my first set that this record was inspired by conversations with Shakespearean characters, well, one of my favorite murderers of all time has got to be Othello. So, you know, he's a wonderful guy, and you know, or he was, and he's married to Desdemona, the beautiful Desdemona, who he suspects of cheating on him with his friend, and then he murders her in a fit of jealous rage, but he finds out right afterwards that she wasn't cheating on him, and he had just been duped by the evil, evil Iago. So right after he finds out that he's done this deed to the lovely, his beautiful wife who he loved so much, he looks to the moon. And he wishes that it were an eclipse, that he could blot out all of his sins. So this is I would say like a traditional murder ballad set in Othello's voice, as if Othello lived in East Nashville, approximately 2014. Although I think if Othello lived in my neighborhood, he certainly would have to look like an Avett brother to like fit in, like big beard and suspenders and tons of tattoos. Then he'd fit right in. When I died, oh, bury me. Leave me to the barren fields, 'neath October's ruins, and that hungry hunter. Came in late, her dress was torn. Poured a drink, then turned away. Haggard lips curled her smile. I saw the leaving on her face. When I died, leave me to the Judas field, 'neath October's ruin, and that hungry hunter smelled his sweat, smelled his skin. I couldn't stop, she didn't scream. Blood spread out along the tiles, running from the sharpened steel. When I die, don't bury me. Leave me to the killing field, 'neath October's ruin, and that hungry hunter. On my knees before Saint Martina, a silent moon, so brief, so brave. Mark my murdered lover's grave. When I die, oh, bury me. Leave me to the haunted field, 'neath October's ruin, and that hungry hunter. And that hungry 'Neath October's ruins, in that hungry hunter. It's also a double album, and the second half of it is called Same Old Storm. Songs that kind of didn't quite fit in with that narrative, but sort of were on my way to those songs. And so I'm going to play you the title track to that. This is called Same Old Storm, and if anybody, well, the people who are listening on the radio can't see what I'm about to play, but y'all out here can see it. This is a tenor resonator ukulele, or what I like to think of as a really kind of embarrassingly drunk night between Jerry Douglas and Tiny Tim. So. I know, right? Kind of ugly. So. Just a little rumble, just a little rain. Take the laundry off the line and put it back again. Just a little thunder, just a little spark. Board up the windows, light the candles in the dark. If the waters reach our knees, we have everything we need right here. Just a weather change. Just the sky can go from blue to gray, then blue again. So ordinary, this kind of poetry. The breaking and the mending every time a mystery. So the waters reach our knees. We have everything we need right here. Just a few more minutes till the wind dies down. The trees may crack, the rivers swell up from the underground. Just a gift of age, these stitches in my chest. I've learned the art of watching clouds in retrospect. If the waters reach our knees, we have everything we need right here. Right here.
Every once in a while, I have to write a happy song. Well, this next song is a song from my 2011 record that came out. This is a song I co-wrote with a wonderful artist. I know y'all know him. His name is Jonathan Bird. And we both have recorded our versions of it, but I think the one that we keep hearing about is there's a bluegrass trio from New York called Red Molly, and they recorded this song. It's great. I love them because they've recorded three or four of my songs, and everywhere I go, people come up to me. They're like, "That's so great. You're singing Red Molly's songs." I don't mind that at all. It's a big compliment. It's too late to call it a night.
this time have been lost in your eyes. Why don't you stay? We can finish the wine. Yeah, honey, it's too late to call it a night. Is it just me and you? When did everyone leave? Look at us like we knew how good this could be. My, oh my, would you look at the time? Yeah, honey, too late to call it a night. Now is that light in the sky, the sun coming up? Could it be? Do you believe we could be falling in love? My, oh my, would you look at the time? Honey, it's too late to call it a night. Yeah. To call it a night.
Thank you so much. So much fun. I'm so enjoying listening to the other artists on this program. They're so fantastic. I was back there dancing to Patchouli, and that is a rare thing, me dancing. Well, I'm going to end with this song that that was on my record, The Killer in Me, and it's the last track on that record. It is a song that I was really proud that Judy Collins recorded this song. I was also really happy that I recorded it first, only because you don't ever want to follow Judy Collins as a singer out there. She's been an angel in my life. I wrote this song, it came out of a story that somebody told me about their life, and I took it on myself. And, you know, after a while, I thought that this song would not have relevance in the world, and I will say this, that this song seems to always have relevance in the world. It's hard to watch what's going on in the Ukraine, both on both sides of the fence of protests and government. There's always something to fight for in this world, and I think that's what we try to do as musicians, whether we fight strictly in poetry or we fight because we're political protest kind of songwriters or we're just instrumentalists, but we're trying to fight through maybe the boredom and malaise of Facebook and Twitter and trying to make something real out there. That's really what I find my whole thing in life is just trying to find somebody who's got something real to say. And I'm so proud to share the stage with two other artists four other artists that are saying authentic things out there. And thanks for this show for having this kind of music out there. This is The Weight of the World. I send it out to everybody out there.
I still see my brother Michael, pressed and polished, shaking hands down at the store. And everyone had come to see the All-Star hop the Greyhound bus to go to war. punched me in the arm to say goodbye. It was the first time that I saw our father cry. And I kept all my brother's letters tied in ribbon in a box beneath my bed. And every night I read by flashlight with the covers in a tent above my head. His words said not to worry, doing fine. It was his way of trying to ease my mind. I was trying not to read between the lines. Too heavy to lift. So much to lose. So much to miss. That it doesn't seem fair. That an innocent boy should have to care. Then it was homecoming and football games and picking out our dresses for the prom. With my brother in some desert, dodging bullets when he wasn't dodging bombs. And we went from the land of brave and free to just being afraid to disagree. And I was being brought down to my knees by the weight of the world. Too heavy to lift. So much to lose. So much to miss. That it doesn't seem fair. That an innocent boy should have to carry the weight of the world. Oh, it was the middle of December when the army sent my brother home at last. While the flagpole by the football field flew the colors halfway down the map. The wind blew cold, snow was coming down. Still everybody turned out from our town as we laid my brother in that frozen ground. The weight of the world, too heavy. Much was lost, and so much was missed. It doesn't seem fair that any boy or any girl should have to carry the weight of the world. Should have to carry. I still see my brother Michael, pressed and polished, shaking hands down at the store.
Amy Spies. This is Radio Live you're listening to this evening. Support for this program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Just a reminder, we've got Patchouli coming up here in just a second, but after they do their set, everybody's coming back out, and tonight we have a double feature at the end of the show. They're going to do two songs. Everybody's going to do them together. And I've heard what they're going to do. I heard them practice them in the back, and it made my old hippie heart just swell. So I'm telling you, I can't take much more tonight. So, whew, it's a good thing that things are winding down. Join me in welcoming once again Patchouli.
Thank you. I can't agree more with Pat. This has been a really wonderful night, and what a great group of musicians we've got to be a part of this event with, and we're glad that you are all out here. We're going to start again with one more instrumental piece. This one is the first song we wrote for the Terra Guitarra project, and as I was mentioning, the landscape of guitar, the Terra Guitarra, those of you at home won't see this, but if you want to see landscapes of guitar, when you're headed out, Bruce has some of his artwork, which are all landscapes built out of guitar shapes. And that comes to us because that's how we hear this music. And each place that we get to play and travel has its own song. And we hear these melodies, and we put them into our music.
Ready?
This one's called Flamaluna, which is our made-up word for moon on fire. I wrote that song in a 105 degree night and in Minnesota. but I learned early on, I think our very first time here at Radio Live, it was I remember it being May, the very beginning of May 2003. And It was 98 degrees, and I may have mentioned this to some of you. I didn't bring enough clothes for the very first show. I mean, 98 degrees, I had never experienced that. By the time we got to the Gamble Rogers Folk Fest, I had gone through our entire suitcase and had to go to the laundromat. So I'm becoming more acclimated to that experience of warm weather. This next piece we're going to play is called The Labyrinth, and this one I wrote after we were playing up in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, and we got a phone call that one of my family members had passed away. And this was just crushing news on its own, and then it was also just compounding the fact that three other of our very close friends and family members had passed in that month, and it was just really rough. And we packed up all our stuff and drove back to our house and got there at about 2 a.m. I was kind of hyped up from driving and didn't really know what to do with myself, so I was kind of pacing around and couldn't fall asleep. And I went to my computer and I turned it on. I thought I'd email somebody because it's too late to call. And I couldn't think of anything to say, anything to type. And my computer screen blanked out, and then it turned into this beautiful screensaver, the slideshow of all these beautiful pictures of plants. And there were all those close-up, you could see the textures and the petals and the leaves and pine cone needles, and everything just looked like a labyrinth to me. It looked like this maze. And I picked up my guitar. It was just me in the dark staring at this thing. And I started singing right to it. And a few minutes go by, and I thought Bruce was asleep, and I heard him start to play guitar a couple rooms away. So that's how this song was written. We eventually met in the living room and finished it up. To you, take some time, unwind, unravel your mind, and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you. And you're looking for some change, but like a desert holds the rain for a dry spell or two, let me hold it here for you. And trace these lines through what happened, like a topographical map, and feeling everything you've known. Let it bring you right back home, and take some time, unwind, unravel your mind, and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you. Trace these lines through what happened, like a topographical map, then feeling everything you've known. let it bring you right back home and take some time, unwind, unravel your mind and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For our last song here, before everybody comes and joins us, we're going to sing one of my favorite songs. I wrote this one on my bicycle, and I always like to talk to Pat about biking when I come, because we share that passion of biking. But I also want to sing this out to some of the transplants from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Missouri and all the transplants that I know are in here, because... Or visitors, or whatever you may be. I've been looking, took a picture and put it on Facebook, and people have been chiming in and telling me they've sent you. So thank you for coming. This song, as I mentioned, I rode on my bike, and it's about celebrating the beautiful places on this planet. And sometimes when nothing else seems to really, I can't figure it out, and I just can't do it. I just go down to the river, and I let my mind run, and I just wait until I get some new perspective, or I just need to take a nice, big, deep breath of fresh air. I go to the woods to feel good, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the woods to feel good, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the woods. Can it be healed? Can it be healed with chemicals? Can it be healed? Can it be healed with physicals? This anchor is hard to love. This anchor is hard to embrace. But sometimes as much as it hurts, still need to find our way out. Still need to find our way out. And I go to the woods to feel good. And I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the place.
Patchouli. All right. Well, Amy and Kate and Bill are going to come out here and join Julie and Bruce for the grand finale. But in the meantime, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mix master is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound this evening, Tom Skinner. Our production assistants, Randy Bobbitt, this evening, and our video directors, Rodney Witherspoon. Our videographers are Jonathan Heide, Teresa Clark, Mariah Singerman, and our house managers tonight are Lynn Marshall, Lindsay Myers, and Katya Ivanov. Our stage manager is the ever wonderful, favorite Jewish mother of all of us, Enid Siskin, up here working hard right up to the very end. I don't know where the time has gone, but we're actually over time, which is no big deal because we're always over time. I've never ended this show on time ever in all time. And I appreciate the patience of Joe Vincenzo, our program director, who likes to run the station like a train, and I always derail it on this show. And then he has to make up for it the rest of the night. But thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your drive-in, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Do Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
And so if you know all of the words together and somebody isn't plugged in, somebody's saying those motions to you, Bill. Of course, we know that the folk music lost one of its most important people in the world and a person who shined a light to the whole wide world and who inspired every single one of us with his incredible music. And so it's a pleasure to be able to celebrate him with this song.
Sing along.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Gone to young girls, everyone.
It, Kate.
Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. Where have all the flowers gone?
I'm so sorry.
Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn?
Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldiers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will they?
Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Gone to young girls, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will
One, two, three.
The stars above, and there's a